It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
And it's time for the gardening show here on Q92, and we have on the phone with us Dwayne Hasted, Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul, and everybody else out there listening. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, it's we kind of had a little snow squall come through. Did you have one? Where are you at today?
I'm at the greenhouse planting in Dawson. Greenhouse is full. But I saw that snow line come right across the field, and it was bizarre. That was weird.
Yep, for sure.
But, you know, that snow will be gone pretty soon. It'll be gardening time. So yesterday the governor said that nurseries, greenhouses, and florals can be open. So we are now officially open again. And I think everybody, you know, for all the patients and stuff, but we will still bring your flower arrangements or whatever you want out to the curb if you want. If you want to call ahead, that would be great. We still have to be safe.
Yep.
This isn't all over yet. So back in safety here, and go ahead.
Yeah, so you are open.
Yep, we are open.
Okay.
Yeah. So in Dawson, we're open from like 8:30 to 5, and Monty's likewise. In Madison, I don't know exactly their hours yet, but they are there. And if not, leave a message on their phone, and they'll get back to you and take care of that.
So, okay.
But
yeah, we're gonna open up the phone lines here, Dwayne, for some garden and lawn questions. So if you have a garden and lawn question, you can pick up the phone right now and call 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a lawn and garden question. And we'll try to get them on the air for you before we go off here. So, what's happening over at Heather Nursery and Floral, Dwayne?
Well, it's Easter. So I wish everybody a happy Easter. And we have Easter lilies. If people want an Easter lily or give it to a friend that is not being able to get out, Easter lilies, the hydrangeas. We have our gorgeous flowers. We're still being able to get cut flowers so we can do bouquets for you. So if you need some exciting Easter flowers or whatever, or want to give flowers to a friend, we are delivering, and we're doing our safety things. We wear gloves and have a mask on. So we'll be glad to bring something up to the hospital or to somebody's house or to the care centers. So that we're busy doing. We've been quite busy with flowers. I've personally been doing a lot of greenhouse planting, transplanting. My greenhouses in Montevideo and Dawson are absolutely packed full, and things are starting to flower. So if you want to get a taste of spring, come into the greenhouses and look around. And we'll keep our distance 6 feet apart, and if you have questions, we can answer those. Madison, we're going to be opening up the greenhouse early next week. We'll be transferring a lot of these plants from our shops in Monty and Dawson over there. So it is garden season.
That's right. If you can call in at 598-7301, or you can email your questions to klqpfm@farmerstell.net. You can use email if you like, klqpfm@farmerstell.net. And we do have our first question here, Dwayne.
That's great.
Yeah. When should I apply? It seems like every garden show we talk about crabgrass. When should I apply crabgrass preventer to my lawn?
Way, way, way too early, especially when it's cold out like this, and it's supposed to be cold for a while. I think we have another question coming up that's similar to this about mixing grass seed. But it's too early. Crabgrass doesn't germinate. Crabgrass is a warm, hot season grass, so it has to be really warm out before it germinates. And so you put down a crabgrass preventer, and that actually kills the crabgrass as it's just germinating. So it's kind of a preventer. Okay, and it's too early because the preventer only lasts so long. you're interested in getting your lawn going, I would put down just a straight fertilizer, like a 25-05 or a 10-10-10, and get that on now so get it a good kick. But first of all, rake your lawn, detach your lawn, mow your lawn, and then put grass seed down and fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a number of people rake in their lawns. Yeah, that's a good time to do that now, right?
Well, probably not today. You know, it was 60 to 70 degrees a few days, and I saw a lot of people out and doing their lawn work, get it cleaned up. That's all great. And also cutting back your bushes, that's a good time to do that. And also uncovering your perennials, because a lot of those are starting to grow. It's easier to get all those dead leaves and dead stems out of there before it starts growing. So it's a busy time in horticulture, so time to get your perennials in shape, your bushes in shape, and your lawn in shape.
Okay. Well, the phones are...
I saw on the news, though, Paul.
What's that?
I saw on the news on TV, and the weather guy always gets to be the expert, you know, in horticulture. And he said it was time to plant your tulips. Well, tulips you plant in the fall, and they come up in the spring. So it is not tulip. It's time to enjoy your tulips, but not time to plant your tulips.
Okay. And maybe you should stick to meteorology then, huh?
I think so, and I'll stick to horticulture.
Well, the phones are ringing here, Dwayne. Here's a question. This person has a Japanese lilac tree, is 20 years old about, and 20 foot tall. Is it too late to trim the branches this year?
You know, if you're just going to trim some branches, bottom branches or that type of stuff, you sure can do that. You can do that on your other trees too, except for your fruit tree. If you're going to trim it in general and shorten it up and go around the edges and, you know, shape it, I wouldn't do that right now because it's going to bloom. And Japanese tree lilacs, it's a good thing to let them go and bloom, and then after they're done blooming, that's when you should do more of your trimming. Mm-hmm. But if it's bottom branches, to raise them up from the bottom, good time to do it.
Yeah. How many different kinds of lilac bushes are there, Dwayne?
Oh, there's thousands. Oh. Okay, the one they were talking about is a tree, and so it grows up as a tree, and then it flowers white. So that's very, very pretty. If you don't have a Japanese tree lilac, it's very hardy. It's a zone 2, which means it grows way up in northern Canada. And so it's hardy, and it's gorgeous. That's one of my favorite trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, we get
big white flowers on it.
Right, okay.
But go back to your question. There's a lot of lilacs that are shrubs. You know, there's Japanese lilac. There's Korean lilac. There's common lilacs. And then there's all different shades of those. There's French lilacs. So
I'm not even sure what I have in my backyard. They're purple. That's all I can tell you.
Is it a shrub?
Yeah, basically a big shrub.
Yeah, it's probably a common purple lilac. Yep.
It smells great, but people always tell me lilac bushes draws a lot of mosquitoes. Is that true?
Well, it's usually gnats. Right when they're blooming, usually you get more gnats around. You know, there's good and all, but there's bad and all good, I guess. Yep. And so, but they are really pretty.
Okay. Well, you kind of answered this before, but this person has since it was a mild winter, he's surprised that his lawn is pretty green right now. And is it any advantage to fertilizing early?
I think the lawns were kind of green when they came out from under the snow. Plus, they're already starting to grow. So like I said before, if you're going to dethatch your lawn, I'd do that before you put grass seed down. But dethatch it, mow the lawn, get it all cleaned up. Then I would fertilize it. And like I said before, way too early to put crabgrass preventer down. And that's usually mixed with a fertilizer, so you put it down together.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fertilize early, I wouldn't spend the money on the crabgrass preventer yet. I'd just buy a straight fertilizer, like I said before, 10-10-10 or 25-05.
Okay.
And put some grass seed down.
Okay.
Their Minnesota law says, Paul, Minnesota law says if you're not seeding your lawn, you can't put phosphorus on your lawn. So you shouldn't put, the numbers are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. So you're not supposed to put that middle phosphorus on there. That's where the 25-05 comes in. You sprinkle some grass seed on there, which helps the grass seed grow. you can put phosphorus on your lawn, like a 10-10-10.
All right. Here's a kind of a good question about gardening, Dwayne, and I always like to hear your story, how you got involved in horticulture and with your grandpa and grandma and your mom and dad. This person, do you have any suggestions to help help this person get their grandchildren to enjoy gardening?
You know what? I would get them going right now. You know, when everybody's at home and they have a lot of time, come in and get some garden seeds, okay? And we got some soil. Get some soil, a little fertilizer, and some trays, and have them start planting some seeds that they can plant out in the garden. And while they're at home now, they can see the seeds grow. That might show them some interest. And then you can take that seed out. Say, like, you plant some pumpkins, and they can watch the pumpkins grow. And then in the fall, they can do carving or whatever. Or if they really like to eat vegetables and stuff, you know, start some, you know, onions inside, or you can start peas or that type of stuff, and maybe that'll get them interested.
Yeah, I think create some great memories too, like you have with your parents and grandparents.
Well, I think I was born in the garden. My mom was a big gardener, and I can remember sitting out there crawling between the rows and eating all the peas.
How old were you?
I don't think I could walk yet. A long time ago.
Yep.
You know, you can start a lot of these things inside, you know. You can start squash and watermelon plants, you know, and they could start some flowers and watch them grow, and then transplant them out in 2-3 weeks.
Right.
That might get the kids going. That'd be a suggestion. That'd be something you could do now when you have time to do that.
Yeah, you're homebound. You probably get a few planters and do some planting with your grandchildren or grandchildren. That'd be a good idea to do in the house, right?
You bet. And I can help them, you know, how to do that.
Yep.
If you want. Or once we get past the stage, take the kids out to a greenhouse, you know. We'll look at all the different flowers. You know, there's a lot of things, and they might have a lot of questions, and maybe that'll help.
All right, we got about a minute left here, Dwayne. Any specials or things you want to talk about?
Well, happy Easter to everybody out there. And again, you want to get Easter lilies. We still have Easter lilies, hydrangeas, other blooming plants, or fresh cut flowers in our shops in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. And give us a call. And, you know, being safe, we can bring it outside to you or come on in. We have gloves, or bring a mask, wear a mask, and stay away from each other. We are having greenhouse specials. Some of our plants, like the wave petunias last year, were $3.99. We have them on sale for $2.99. And I have a couple other specials, too.
Okay. What's your hours, Dwayne?
Well, officially 9 to 5. I'm always here before that, so 8:30 to 5 o'clock. We're here a lot. We have all our perennials and annuals potted up.
So okay.
Come on in and get a touch of spring.
All right. You have a happy Easter, Dwayne.
Happy Easter to you, Paul, and everybody else out there.
All right. Thank you.
Be safe.
All right. That's Dwayne Hasted from Heather Nursery and Flora with another gardening show.